This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you that God's blessings come in many shapes and sizes. Recently, we talked about how God won't lead you where He won't feed you. We also studied parts of the prophet Elijah's journey during the severe drought. When Elijah started out on his journey, God directed him to the Cherith Brook and told him to drink from the stream, and God also commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. But eventually the brook dried up, and Elijah could no longer receive his water from the brook nor his food from the ravens. God then sent Elijah to meet a widow, and the widow became his source for food and water. And it is clear that ravens in the air and a widow look quite different, and that's because God's blessings come in many shapes and sizes. Sometimes we can be caught off guard when God's blessings come from a different source. In other words, we can be guilty of confining God's blessings to our own understanding. For example, God used nature, the brook and the birds of the air, to bless Elijah during the first part of his journey. Therefore, the human inclination is to look towards nature again, because we believe that if God used nature once, He will use it again. Yet that's not always true. And this is how we can miss our blessings. We are looking for them to come from one way, and they end up coming from another direction and in a different form. But they are all blessings from the Lord, as it all belongs to Him. So the next time God's actions feel like a Jedi mind trick to you, hold on to these words. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Isaiah 55:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, don't try to case God's blessings, just receive them.